Hey, gorgeous lady. Are you stuck in singleness? You want to get married, yet you can't seem to wiggle free from whatever it is that is keeping you stuck. You know you should try something new in order to get different results, but you lack the confidence to start. Plus, all the noise in your head simply drowns out your logical thinking. So there you are, stuck in singleness, when what you really want is to be planning your wedding. In this episode, we continue our conversation about my sexy and romantic practical method to move you ever closer to your wedding day. I've also linked in the show notes two other relevant episodes to help you get unstuck and get what you want. So grab your Diet Coke, that stack of bridal magazines, put in those earbuds, and let's talk friend to friend. Do you want to build solid self-confidence and to know your next step is the right one? Do you find yourself feeling lonely and wondering if God has forgotten you in your singleness? Hello and welcome to the Single Christian Woman Podcast. I'm Sharon Lamar, party of one expert until the age of 52. Remaining single for what felt like a lifetime had me constantly questioning, am I good enough? And why had God forgotten me? It wasn't until I discovered the power coaching had to transform my thinking and build my relationship with God that my self-confidence skyrocketed and I was happier. In this podcast, you will find practical strategies, tips, and tools to help you strengthen two key relationships, the one you have with God and the one you have with yourself. So grab your Diet Coke, put in those earbuds, and let's chat friend to friend. Roller coasters. Not my favorite thing. They scare me. Even the little kitty kind can make me nervous. Now, the big grown-up ones scare me to death. Now, I know that that sounds rather dramatic, but they do. The whole time I'm on a coaster, I'm thinking in my head, I'm going to die. And sometimes I chant silently. Well, and in my head, I'm yelling. It really sounds very urgent and pleading in my head. I don't want to die. Now, on the flip side, my husband loves a good roller coaster. The more grown up, twisty, and turny, the better for him. Shortly after we got married, his two daughters came to visit with their little families, and we all went to Six Flags amusement park near our home. And the very first ride that we went on was a grown, I'm talking grown up coaster called Batman. Now, this coaster reaches about 55 miles an hour and has a high point of 105 feet. It loops you around, and at times you're even upside down. Everyone else is having a great time. I was holding on for dear life, periodically with my eyes squeezed shut and pleading in my head, I don't want to die. I hated every single second of that ride. Now, what's interesting about roller coasters is you can live a perfectly enjoyable and happy life never ever riding one. They are not necessary, in my opinion. And with rare exceptions, as humans, most of us do not have an innate desire to ride a roller coaster. The innate desires that we do have fall in line more with like seeking for and finding a companion to share our lives with. That's what we talked about in episode 26 last week. We also want to create a family of our own. We want to be safe. We want to evolve and grow, becoming better and better versions of ourselves, more Christ-like. Roller coasters are optional and not necessary. Riding roller coasters feels scary. And like we talked about last week, going after what you want, getting married, can also feel scary. Either one, riding a roller coaster or planning a wedding, your brain can think you are about to die. When we think what we are doing is unsafe or scary, our brain says we might die. So let's talk a moment about your brain. This will help you to understand why you get scared, nervous, or uncomfortable when you begin to take steps to get what you want, like planning your wedding and getting married. Now, Heavenly Father, on purpose, gave us two brains. One brain, I will call our human brain, has three motivations. It's motivated to, number one, seek pleasure, two, avoid pain, and three, conserve energy. And that threesome is often called, is often called the motivational triad. These motivations are designed to keep us alive. That triad keeps us alive. And it's worth understanding that while it's statistically pretty low that I will actually die on a roller coaster, my brain and yours only knows that I'm thinking I might die. It doesn't know that I'm not being chased by a lion and that I'm only riding a roller coaster. It thinks I'm in danger and I might die. Now, on a less dramatic yet still very real way, when you're doing anything new, challenging or risky, your human brain will not like the discomfort or pain of that and will push against it by motivating you to want to avoid the discomfort and pain of what you're doing. It will try to convince you that what you're doing is bad and, well, you should stop it. Your human brain will try to convince you that everything is just fine the way it is. You don't need to dream about your wedding day or begin planning it, for heaven's sakes. You have lived this long without one and you're just fine. See? You're alive. Now, we are not going to be mad about our human brain. It's a wonderful and needful part of our body and our human experience. And it is this same part of your brain that kicks in when you decide you want to start exercising each morning, when you decide to stop eating chocolate each evening when you're watching TV, and even when you decide to ask your boss for a raise. Your brain will resist you making changes because it's motivated, again, to seek pleasure, avoid pain, and conserve energy. Doing something new doesn't start out pleasantly. It's often hard, and because it's new, your brain will use more energy than it's used to using. So your brain says, let's not do it. We don't want to do it. As I mentioned earlier, Heavenly Father gave you a second brain, a higher brain, your prefrontal cortex. I like to think of it as your divine brain. Your higher brain is the part of your brain that's more rational, can reason, problem solve, and plan. Your higher brain is the part of your brain that will help you get what you want. Your higher or divine brain is the one that will help you to become more and more like Jesus and grow closer and closer to the best version of yourself. It is the one that will help you get what you want. Now, last week, we talked about you visualizing your wedding day, and I gave you two steps to take towards making your dream a reality. I told you to make a list of all the obstacles your human brain offers up as to why you can't get married, why it won't happen. And your brain is going to love doing that because it's really motivated to avoid pain, seek pleasure, and conserve energy. It wants you to stay right where you are. And this is where you begin exercising your more rational, higher brain and begin problem solving, thinking of a strategy to overcome each obstacle that is between the you now and the you who has what she wants, a wedding day. The simple practice of you challenging your human brain by strategizing a way to overcome each and every obstacle is you exercising and training your higher brain. You're exercising and training your brain to understand that you're not in any real danger. You are not about to die. You are simply wanting something, thinking about something, and doing something that you have not allowed yourself to want, think about, or do before. So it makes total sense that you would feel uncomfortable and nervous, right? Because you're doing something you've never done. You are up-leveling your higher human brain, and you are doing as the scriptures say, I love this in Mosiah 3:19, overcoming the natural woman. This method of getting what you want applies to any goal. So let's play this out with a few of the obstacles your human brain may have offered up between you and your wedding day. Maybe one of the obstacles that you wrote down was, I'm not even dating. And if you remember from last week, I actually began planning my wedding when I didn't even have a boyfriend. Obviously, an obstacle on my list would have been, well, I need to get a boyfriend. And a corresponding strategy was meet more men. So how would I do that? Well, what are some ways to meet more men? One that I think is effective is to sign up on a few dating sites or apps. I know that that's, I think, the more current thing is apps. Anyway, in episode 13, I share 51 other ways to meet men, and I've linked that show in the show notes. At that point in my journey, I had already acted on that strategy, and I was on two dating websites and had been that on those sites for about a year. I simply continued my strategy and stayed active on the two sites. I continued to engage with men who reached out to me, and I also took action and reached out to them first. At times, I was super excited and was having fun on the sites, and other times it was frustrating and not fun. Even so, I kept going. I didn't take the fact that it wasn't fun periodically to mean some big cosmic sign that I shouldn't. No, that's just life. I was able to tap into that clarity and vision and remain resolute in working my plan, overcoming one obstacle at a time, ever moving closer and closer to my want. And like I said, life is like that. It's up and down. It's easy and hard. It's fun and frustrating. And God told us it would be that way. And it isn't just overall life that's like that 50-50. It's actually each aspect of life. Each goal has elements of the 50-50, the easy and the hard, the fun and the frustrating. And that, in my opinion, is what makes it whole and complete and perfect. So I chose to stay in. I chose regardless of whether it was fun or frustrating at the time, to stay in, to keep going and working my plan. I didn't let the negative 50 stop me because I simply understood that that was part of the process of getting what I wanted. Now, maybe an obstacle that you wrote down was not that I'm not even dating, but even maybe before that, no one will want me. Perhaps that is one of the obstacles that you're facing, is you're thinking no one will want me. Now, on its face, that obstacle seems insurmountable. Meeting men always seems way easier, right? Simply sign up on a few dating websites. But overcoming a belief of no one will want me can seem impossible. It seems that way because you believe it's true, that no one will want you. The truth is, what has happened is you have thought that thought, no one will want me, so many times that you have come to believe it's true. Your brain no longer questions it. You think it's a fact. A fact that everyone would agree with, and your brain is doing, your lower brain, your human brain is doing what it was designed to do, conserve energy. It's just simply accepting that thought that no one will want me as true. So it just starts to believe it. But it's not true. It isn't a fact. It's simply what we call a thought error that your brain has practiced over and over and now believes it's true. The truth is, someone does want you. The question is, how do you overcome that obstacle and come to believe that someone does want you? You begin by challenging the thought error. You question your own brain. You do the work to intentionally think new thoughts over and over so that you create new, useful beliefs. Usually, our thought errors begin because we have interpreted a past experience negatively, and then another, adding more evidence until your brain believes that no one will want you. Now, you can overcome the obstacle of thought errors, like no one will want me, on your own. There are many good books that can help you change your mindset. Now, I'm not talking about just chanting positive affirmations. I'm talking about getting help to change your mindset. And in my experience, reading is a wonderful way to do that, to really study and learn about yourself and your brain. And a very effective strategy is also transforming your thinking is to work with a good coach who is trained and skilled in this type of work. So you might have as a correlating strategy to that obstacle of no one will want me to begin reading books on mindset and working with a trained coach. Now, if you want me to be your coach, I can do that and I would be honored to help you. I invite you to act on that strategy today by getting some books and also clicking on the link in the show notes and booking your free introductory one-on-one coaching call with me. We're going to meet 45 minutes via Zoom, and we're going to start getting some traction on your desire to get married. So let's work together and get yourself unstuck. transforming your thinking so you can get what you want. Now, we have briefly talked about two obstacles that your human brain might have offered up with two correlating strategies to overcome those obstacles. And last week, I told you once that I worked with a coach and she challenged me to come up with 25 obstacles that are between me now and what I wanted. And some of those obstacles were like the ones that we talked about today. Sometimes the strategies are very clear and tactical, sort of like signing up on a dating website or an app. And some of them are less tactical and clear, like learning how to transform your thinking. Either way, overcoming each obstacle one by one will get you what you want. Each of those strategies is another step closer to your becoming and getting what you want. One step at a time. When you book your free session with me, you will have just taken one more step to getting what you want. That's how it works. Any obstacle that you have listed is solvable, I promise. There is always a strategy that can be used. And if that strategy doesn't work, there's another and another. And along the way, your brain is going to cough up new obstacles. That's what it does. And you will counter with new strategies. You will keep going one obstacle and one strategy at a time. Why? Why would you do that? Because you have a clear vision of what you want. Your clear vision, willingness, and determination combined with the strength of the Lord and with the help of me as your coach, you are unstoppable. Your want is closer than you think. This has been super fun continuing to talk about your wanting to get married and the sexy and romantic method I have offered up. Remember, you begin with a clear vision of what you want. You allow your brain to offer up all the obstacles, and then using your higher brain, your divine brain, you plan a correlating strategy to overcome each obstacle. Some strategies are very clear and tactical and easier to implement, and some will take more study and reading and choosing to work with me as your coach. You, my friend, are amazing, and what you want is important and can be yours. It's one step closer. Thanks so much, and I'll see you next week. Bye. Thank you, my gorgeous friend, for spending a slice of your day with me. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share it with one of your single girlfriends? Also, please take a moment to do two things. Leave a written review wherever you listen to podcasts and subscribe to the show. I love hearing how the show inspires you or makes you think. Until next week, remember, God loves you and so do I. Bye.